White Sands National Monument in southern New Mexico is a huge expanse of pure white sand dunes that form a shifting, spectacular landscape. Here's NPR's Melissa Block with the latest in her series Our Land on a place like no other on the planet. When we put out a call on social media asking for ideas of places we should go in New Mexico, a bunch of people said, "You've got to go to White Sands." Okay. Twist my arm.
So, who would like to go out on a dune?
We would.
Okay, let's do it.
We hike up into an otherworldly landscape. Picture bright white sand dunes, like creamy sculpted waves, rippling and rolling for miles off to the horizon.
Maybe like snowfields?
We're with White Sand Superintendent Marie Frias-Sauter.
Frosting on a white cake.
Cobalt blue sky above, and far in the distance, purple mountains that ring this desert basin.
As the sun goes down and slants more on an angle, it becomes just a play of shadows, just light and dark and light and dark, and it's just gorgeous.
Imagine your park ranger, Eugene Ibarra, and this is your office.
Being here inside the dune field is like if you're in another planet. It's so alien-like. The only thing that reminds you that you're still in planet Earth is that the sky is blue.
The sun is broiling hot, but the white sands stay cool under our bare feet.
It can be over 100 degrees, and it won't burn your feet. The sun is white, so it reflects back the heat on the sun.
It's white and super soft.
Softer than sugar.
Yes.
You're rubbing it in your hands,
yeah.
Sam?
It's like powdered sugar.
The dunes are made of the soft mineral gypsum, laid down 250 million years ago when the southwestern U.S. was covered by the Permian Sea. Later, that seabed was pushed up into the mountains that surround us.
You see those white bands across the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
Those are gypsum deposits.
Rainfall dissolves those deposits, carrying the gypsum down and replenishing the sand dunes, which shift constantly with the winds.
It's very easy to get lost out here, and you know, people have died out here in the dunes.
How often does that happen?
Too often.
In fact, it happened 2 summers ago.
We lost a couple, a mother and a father, husband and wife, who came out in August and hiked in the afternoon the Alkali Flat Trail, and they did not survive. Their son did, but they did not. So
what happened?
They didn't have enough water, and they underestimated the difficulty of the trail and hiking on a hot August afternoon.
There are signs warning that there's no water available beyond the visitor center, but it's easy to forget just how unforgiving this park can be because it's so beautiful. I watched sisters Belen and Lourdes Materon visiting from Houston as they play in the sand, letting it drizzle through their fingers.
Can I tell you something about this? Sometimes when you look close to it, it looks like little crystals.
What are the crystals?
It's super sparkling and pretty.
And if you're used to staying off of sand dunes to protect them, not here. At White Sands, dune sledding is encouraged. The Park Service even sells plastic flying saucers in the gift shop. I get some sledding pointers from 9-year-old Antonio Pena.
The trick is, if you're going to stand up, keep it low. Or you can just sit down.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, Melissa Block, about to go sledding at White Sands National Monument in New Mexico. Here we go.
Oh, awesome! That's the landing!
Yeah.